Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1988, recorded on Thursday, the 7th of December 2017, bringing new news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome back listeners at Thomas Towell House. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on the turbulent history of Norwich Cathedral, and the other gives a hurrah for Holly. We also have letters to the evening news and information desk. At the end of this recording, you will hear Your Norfolk. Our first news stories include the threat of legal action by a Norwich hotel owner and the number of never events at hospitals is on the increase. But first, Norfolk's previously struggling Children's Services Department has made really strong improvements. Ofsted spent 2 weeks at Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Department earlier this month, a visit which the council hopes will show changes have been made since it was rated inadequate in both 2013 and 2015. And while the full report will not be published until January, new executive director of the department, Sarah Tuff, who started at the end of October, has emailed staff to share some feedback they received. In the email, which came after a staff briefing, she said she was unable to share Ofsted's formal judgment before its publication, but said the watchdog told us that we are absolutely know ourselves well and we had cracked many of the difficult things. They found areas of national best practice in our fostering and adoption services and our recruitment of newly qualified staff, the email said. They found areas of practice where they wanted to cry tears of joy and said we had turned the tanker in our work with looked after children. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We look forward to seeing Ofsted's final report when it is published next year."
Shoppers and retail staff have been urged to watch out for fake banknotes in the busy lead up to Christmas. The charity Crime Stoppers warned that fraudsters often took advantage of the festive season by targeting busy shops with temporary staff. Incidents include scammers tricking innocent members of the public into swapping fake £20 notes for two genuine £10 notes, and businesses being left out of pocket if they take a counterfeit note. Roger Critchell from Crime Stoppers, Director of Operations, said, "Fake notes are completely worthless and knowingly holding a passing on counterfeit notes is a crime. The purpose of this campaign is to raise awareness of counterfeit money, especially around Christmas when money can be tight, but also to highlight how heartless and callous fraudsters can be."
A charity is thanking the community after raising more than £800 from bucket collections last month. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, collected £820.76 from a series of fundraising efforts at stores across the county, with almost £210 coming from Tesco Drayton alone. Donna Minto, the Events and Community Officer at NNAB, said, "It's our bread and butter money, really. We do store collections every week, and without the money raised from these, we wouldn't be able to put on as many events and activities for blind adults and children in Norfolk. We are very lucky that the stores let us in every week to collect donations from the public, and even though the purse strings tighten around this time of year, people are still generously donating to charity. NNAB is one of the oldest charities in Norfolk and has worked tirelessly for more than 200 years to help the blind community."
The properties may have closed, but controversy surrounding two former MJB hotels in Norwich continues. Tony Burlingham, who ran the MJB Lodge and Bristol House hotels, is demanding an apology following a Green Party newsletter about the properties. The Green Party had long campaigned to have the hotels closed because of years of complaints by neighbours about antisocial behaviour. But Mr. Burlingham claims a statement by Green Party City Councillor Denise Carlo contains misleading information about why he sold the buildings on Unthank Road. In the newsletter, the Nelson Ward councillor wrote about her efforts to tackle antisocial behaviour at the properties by getting police and the city council involved. But Mr. Burlingham claims the leaflet entitled "Green's Hard Work on MJB Hotels Pays Off" gives the impression that authorities forced him to sell, which he says was not true. His solicitor has now sent a letter to Miss Carlo threatening legal action unless an apology is made. The Lodge and Bristol House Hotels were sold to a property developer earlier this year.
Helicopter patrols are helping to keep electricity supplies going safely in East Anglia for millions of homes and businesses. UK Power Networks has teamed up with PDG Helicopters in a £2.5 million contract to survey overhead power lines and equipment in the east of England. The air patrols offer a bird's eye view of power lines, allowing them to check for any problems much more quickly and easily than engineers on foot. As well as routine patrols, helicopters can help identify damaged sites after storms so equipment can be repaired and power supplies restored more quickly. Ian Draper, senior asset engineer at UK Power Networks, said, "These helicopters have an important role to play in the maintenance and repair of the overhead electricity network, ensuring electricity supplies are safe and resilient for homes and businesses."
A new minimal invasive surgical approach to treat rectal cancer and other bowel conditions has been carried out at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, by two surgeons operating on a patient at the same time. The procedure, transanal total mesorectal excision, TATME, was led by consultant colorectal surgeons Urshad Sheikh and Chris Speakman. One of the first patients to undergo the new style surgery in July was Carol Cotton, 72, from Long Stratton. Mrs. Cotton said, "The help I received in hospital was fantastic. My daughter stayed with me for a few weeks after I came home. Since then, I've started to feel normal again and I'm back cutting the grass and walking the dog." Mr. Sheikh added, "This was a real team effort. We would like to thank our colorectal surgical colleagues who all play a part in patient care."
A 61-year-old woman deemed unfit to work could lose her home after being overpaid more than £18,000 in benefits. Maureen Hofwinkel had been claiming income support since 2002 for a raft of health problems and currently takes more than a dozen medications every day. But for around 4.5 years, she had been receiving payments from her ex-husband, which she had failed to declare. In October this year, she admitted failing to notify the authorities of a change of circumstances. While she has since been making attempts to repay the money, at Norwich Crown Court, Judge Stephen Holt, acting as district judge, ordered confiscation of the remaining £17,368.15.
East Anglia has welcomed the first snowfall since last winter, but it is not expected to stick around. Flurries of snow fell across Norwich, Thorpe Marriott, Wyndham, Great Yarmouth, Bradwell, Gorston, Diss, Alton Broad, Southwold, Lowestoft and Beccles. However, the majority of those soon turned to slush. Dan Holly, meteorologist at WeatherQuest, said that the ground temperature is currently too high for the snow to stick. He said the main thing that determines whether snow settles is the temperature of the ground. "Firstly, we're at the beginning of the season, so we haven't had 3 months of winter to cool things down. Plus, we've not had much in the way of hard frost, which has meant that when the snow has landed on the ground, it has largely melted on impact. Ian Temperton, Norfolk County Council's Casualty Reduction Team Manager, said, "The most important piece of advice we tell drivers is to always drive to the road conditions and never assume those conditions won't change throughout your journey. Reduce your speed, take your time, and get there safely."
Spinal surgery performed in the wrong area and items left inside patients after a procedure or operation. Those are just some of the safety breaches deemed so serious they should never happen, which have occurred at the region's busiest hospital this year. The blunders can be revealed as it was shown with 5 months left of the financial year. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, has matched the number of so-called never events it recorded in the whole of 2016/17, whilst the James Paget University Hospital, JPUH, in Galston, has already gone above last year's total. In 2017/18, so far, there have been 5 never events, named as such because they should never happen, reported at NNUH. One related to surgery where the wrong level of the spine was operated on. In another, which occurred in 2015 but was only reported this year, a guide wire was left inside a patient after surgery, and a further mistake saw a swab left inside a patient who later had it removed. There were a total of 5 recorded for the whole of 2016-17. These were removing suspected breast cancer from the wrong place, performing a knee replacement on the incorrect side, removing the wrong side of a thyroid gland, an incorrect skin biopsy, and a retained guide wire after inserting a central line. Mr. Hunt told the Health Service Journal, "Every single one of these events is a tragedy for the patient involved, their family and the NHS. This review will help us understand what more we can do to support the NHS to reduce these events and how we can learn from mistakes on the occasions where things do go wrong, helping us to make never events a thing of the past and ultimately make the NHS the safest healthcare system in the world."
One principal bowed out as another was welcomed on board at an opening day marking the merger of two well-respected colleges. Paston Sixth Form College, PSFC, in North Walsham, and City College Norwich, CCN, celebrated the start of their merger and renaming of PCFC to Paston College. Corianne Peasgood, who will now be principal at both colleges, said, "Both colleges were rated good by Ofsted and we will work together to get an outstanding Ofsted rating in the future. This will create a financially sustainable college and today is the first day of our shared history."
Lego fans can enjoy a trip around the world in the latest exhibition at the Forum in Norwich. Brick Wonders features about 500,000 Lego bricks that have been used to build recreations of everything from the International Space Station to Niagara Falls to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Curated by artist Warren Elsmore, the exhibition takes visitors on a journey of discovery that takes in the 7 wonders of the ancient world, as well as many modern-day landmarks and lots more besides. The huge centrepiece is an impressive 2-metre by 4-metre model of an airport, and visitors are also invited to get creative themselves and make their own Lego masterpieces, as well as use the iconic toy bricks to write on the Lego graffiti wall. Richard Fair, events manager at the Forum, said the first day of the exhibition had been extremely popular with young and old alike, and that he thought this could become a record-breaking event for the venue. He said, I think we are probably going to hear the word wow a lot of times during this exhibition. And then there's that recognition that you could go away and try making this. There's no reason why you couldn't try making the Hanging Gardens of Babylon or the Great Wall of China out of Lego. I think a lot of children may be changing their Christmas lists when they see the exhibition.
Almost 500 families will get support from children, for children, struggling in early years after a funding boost of almost £500,000 was secured by family support charity Homestart Norfolk. Right from the Start is a three-year project which will enable 482 families with young children to improve their mental health, reduce isolation and increase their engagement in their children's learning and development. Five Home Starts in Norfolk merged into one charity in April 2017, following the significant funding cuts from Norfolk County Council. The charity changed the lives of 1,164 children last year by offering vital support to families with young children affected by issues such as postnatal depression, isolation, illness or disability. With the help of its 153 volunteers, the charity provides a lifeline to parents across the county with multiple and complex needs. Helen Brown, Homestart Norfolk's funding manager, said, "We are delighted that the Big Lottery has agreed to support our work once again. There is so much research proving the long-term benefits of supporting children in the early years to get the best possible start in life."